Grand Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump praises Immigration and Customs Enforcement as it rounds up undocumented immigrants across the country. A significant number of detentions were made here in Chicago. CBS's Ian Lee says Trump administration officials have been on the ground overseeing the operation.
The governor came out saying that he supports ICE going after people who have criminal convictions, but he also said he's concerned that ICE is going to go after people who don't have criminal convictions and people who are holding down jobs. The mayor also came out saying that he wants migrants to know that they do have their constitutional rights.
President Trump's latest round of executive orders focus on the military. He has directed the Pentagon to determine a policy for transgender service members based on readiness. CBS's Nancy Cordes also reports that another order
reinstating members of the military who were discharged for refusing to get their COVID vaccines over the past few years. That number, we are told, is close to 8,200 people who were removed from the military. And so they would now be welcome to be reinstated if they want to be.
The Justice Department has fired some employees involved in prosecutions of the president. CBS's Jake Rosen.
About a dozen Justice Department employees who worked for former special counsel Jack Smith as he investigated and prosecuted President Trump are being let go from their positions within the department, two sources familiar told CBS News.
China-based company DeepSeek AI has unveiled new tech that some experts say rivals OpenAI's ChatGPT, but costs significantly less. CBS's Margaret Brennan says on national security concerns.
In terms of risk, a CEO I spoke with joked DeepSeek makes TikTok look like Sesame Street, meaning the U.S. is trying to ban that social media app because of evidence that its owner can and will siphon up information about Americans and use it to control and shape information that they consume. So DeepSeek could do the same in the AI space.
Houses were rattled in the Northeast this morning as a 3.8 magnitude earthquake struck near the Maine coast and was felt in Vermont and Connecticut. CBS News Boston meteorologist Jacob Wyckoff.
The Nuremberg fault zone is right there where this one was felt. A similar area to one of the biggest earthquakes in Massachusetts history back in the 1750s. And how rare is this? We can have these about a 20% chance each and every year.
Whole Foods workers in Philadelphia vote to unionize, becoming the first group of employees to do so at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain. Whole Foods says it offers competitive compensation, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, and says it is disappointed by the outcome of the election. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs. So we know like teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out talking like it's okay. Like just weather that storm. Got to keep moving forward. And we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan in a 2-game series. The Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a few flurries in the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-teens, northwest winds, breezy. On Tuesday, we'll see better chances of snow. Any accumulation, though, will be nothing more than a dusting with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the morning to you. Happy Monday. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Today is the day 80 years ago that Auschwitz, the largest of the death camps that the Nazis put into place to murder the people that Hitler said were foreigners within their own country. Let that sink in for a minute. This was one of his favorite phrases. Foreigners within Germany. Jews. To slaughter them. We got a lot to talk about today. The Democrats' fatal flaw, the party that forgot how to captivate America. Charles Koch's network launches a $20 million campaign to back the Trump tax breaks. And dear MAGA, was it worth it? In the second hour of our program, is Trump going to clean out Gaza for beachfront property? Border czar Holman says elementary schools and children could be targets. And the inspector general fired by Donald Trump has a warning for Americans. We'll get into that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, it's a death sentence. The U.S. insurance, health insurance industry is failing us. It's killing us, actually. Also, is Trump getting rid of IRS agents to help out his billionaire buddies? And that's a hard no. Outrage across Germany as Elon Musk tells the far-right Germans, arguably neo-Nazi party AfD, to get over the past guilt, right? We'll talk about that in the third hour on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. But my opening here, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com, is titled Democrats' Fatal Flaw, the party that forgot how to captivate America. And this is a big deal, right? Day before yesterday, Saturday, Donald Trump did a rally in Las Vegas. He was doing his no tax on tips mantra, you know, because that was the thing that probably caused him to win Las Vegas. And by the time Facebook and Meta and X and TikTok and Instagram were done with the weekend, all of them now having rewritten their algorithms so that they favored Republicans and Trump. I think it's safe to guess that Trump's rally probably got hundreds of millions of impressions. Meanwhile, over in the United States Senate, Chuck Schumer gave a speech condemning Trump, specifically for firing the inspectors general, the 18 inspectors general, the anti-corruption officers. We'll get into that in a little bit. But Chuck Schumer read his... Well, let me read you this droning speech from it's printed out here, and I've got the papers in front of me on this lectern, and I'm going to look down over my glasses and talk. Yeah, right. I mean, it was so boring. I watched part of it, and I don't remember what he said because it was so boring. You know, being media savvy and exploiting the hottest new media isn't a new thing. I mean, you'd think Democrats would have figured this out. Richard Nixon was a crook. But Americans didn't know that in 1960. In 1960, they just thought he was, you know, Eisenhower's vice president. I mean, Jimmy Hoffa knew it. He bribed him, but that's a tangent. But he lost to John Kennedy in 1960, not because people knew he was a crook, but because he refused to wear makeup when he went on television to debate Kennedy and didn't play for the camera. He was not media savvy. He did not use this brand new medium. Now, people go, 1960, television was brand new? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, it came out in the 40s. But by the 50s, I mean, when I was a little kid growing up, the first couple of years, well, I don't remember my first years, but I remember vaguely when we got our first television, when I was around 4 or 5, and I remember clearly when we got our first color television, when I was like 10. Television was a new thing in 1960. It was the tail end of the 1950s. And it had just gone, you know, everybody in America basically got one during the 1950s. And John F. Kennedy, knew how to use television, and Richard Nixon didn't. And that's why Kennedy became president and Nixon didn't. Calvin Coolidge was the first president to use radio. He used it in a presidential address in 1923, when radio was just starting out. But the first really radio-savvy president was Franklin Roosevelt, with his fireside chats, which started just a couple weeks after he was inaugurated, with his famous, you know, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." He was talking about, don't be afraid of the Great Depression, we're going to beat this thing. And every step along the way, throughout his presidency, whenever Franklin Roosevelt did something consequential, he went to the American people through radio and told them about it, using this hot new communications medium, radio. And how did the American people respond? They reelected him 3 times. He was elected president. Franklin Roosevelt was elected president 4 times in a row. I guarantee you, if Joe Biden had done the same thing, or if Kamala Harris had done it as his surrogate, I mean, she was vice president. If Joe Biden or Kamala Harris had done the same thing, if every time they had a consequential success legislatively, every time they saw the economy get better, every time something, you know, positive happened, and every time they beat the Republicans or the Republicans tried to do something stupid, if they had gone on social media, which is the new radio and television, roughly half of Americans now get all or much of their news from social media. If Biden or Harris had gone on social media every single time for 4 years that there was a success, right now, Donald Trump would not be sitting in the White House. It would be either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. It's really that simple. And you know it. Right? I'm not just blowing smoke here. You know that this is true. But instead, you know, Biden basically hid out for 4 years. And Kamala Harris was like the great vanishing person. Meanwhile, Trump was out there every single day on social media churning the media. I mean, Republicans looked at Jack Kennedy and his success in 1960 and said, holy cow, we need to get a media star like that. And thus, in 1980, we got a washed-up movie actor, a B-movie actor, Ronald Reagan, as president. And it worked for them. He could sell the American people anything because he'd been selling soap for GE on the GE television theater for years. They haven't been selling soap. He'd been selling GE televisions. But you get the point. We no longer live in the radio era. Radio advertising revenue is in the crapper right now. We no longer live in the television era. CNN is about to lay off 200 people. Television networks are, you know, and stations are in distress. Radio has lost their revenue to podcasts. Television has lost their revenue to YouTube. And every, you know, and the Washington Post, they're having to reinvent the newspaper because, you know, nobody's reading it. In the 1930s, if it didn't happen on radio, it didn't happen. In the 1960s, if it didn't happen on television, it didn't happen. And today, if it doesn't happen on X or Facebook or Blue Sky or YouTube or TikTok, it didn't happen. You know, Thomas Carlyle came up with this idea. He called it the great man theory of history back in the 1850s. He said that all these hinge points, the major hinge points of history, were turned by somebody who stepped forward and had great charisma and leadership skills. Well, you know, we have people like that in the Democratic Party. And some of them, a few of them, a small handful of them are on social media. But the Democratic Party needs to figure this out. They need to start, you know, aggressively recruiting and promoting people who have charisma and leadership talent. And they need to start using social media. If the Democrats don't start using political theater and fielding candidates who are talented enough to capture a social media audience, our country is doomed. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Charles Koch's network has launched a $20 million campaign to push Donald Trump's new second round of tax cuts for billionaires. Why? Well, hey, Charles is a billionaire. That might have something to do with it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with you. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us and continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511. And become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
They own the stage. FDR's fireside chats lit the page. JFK smiled, he knew the score. His charm and vision opened the door. But the years rolled on and the game has changed. Media's a weapon, the rules rearranged. Trump's on TikTok, they're stuck in the past. Schumer's speeches, a snooze that won't last. The Democrats' fatal flaw, they don't see the writing on the wall. The battle's online where the clicks all roar, but they fight like it's still 64. Where's the spark? Where's the soul? The fire to capture the nation's goal. Trump shouts no tax on tips, the crowd's alive. Algorithms spin, his rallies thrive. Meanwhile, the left reads scripts so dry. No connection, no reason to try. They had the leaders, they had the dream. JFK swagger, FDR's glee.
23 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Americans for Prosperity is the group that was started by Charles and David Koch back in the day. And they just announced over the weekend, well, not so much announced, this was a private fundraising email that went out to people in their network. And a copy of it was obtained by The Guardian, by Ed Pilkington's writing over at The Guardian about it, that they are launching a $20 million campaign to get Trump's tax breaks through. What I thought was interesting is, you know, $20 million doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it will go a long way online. And in fact, this is what they're going to have: digital advertising, phone calls, social media posts, podcasts, and on the ground door knocking. And to pitch a new tax break for billionaires like Charles Koch, according to Ed Pilkington in The Guardian, Charles saves about $1 billion a year from Trump's tax. Yeah, it's estimated, he writes, it's estimated that the Kochs, who own the U.S.'s second largest privately held company, have benefited by more than $1 billion a year from Trump's tax cuts. And this is incredible. They want to aid Trump's bid to for a return to the White House by running. Oh, they did, by the way, AFP, Americans for Prosperity. They did an intensive digital advertising campaign in the swing states, relentlessly and falsely attacking Bidenomics as the sole cause of inflation in the U.S., according to Ed Pilkington over at The Guardian. Their perspectives suggest that Trump and Charles have apparently made up. They say this is Nancy McLean, who wrote Democracy in Chains. She said Trump and Koch are now working hand in glove. Chris Wright, who is a fracking company boss, who now Trump has put in charge of the energy department, he's our energy secretary, or will be when he gets confirmed, has openly expressed support for the Kochs, you know, also fossil fuel barons. And so, you know, they want to borrow another $5 trillion to give to the richest people in America. Which raises the question, JoJo from Jurors, This Ain't About Eggs, writing over at her Substack piece, she said, what I want to know is this. What has Donald Trump done since he returned to office that has benefited MAGA people in some tangible, measurable way? This is a question to them. She says, did pardoning or releasing the most violent January 6th insurrectionists make you feel safer in your home? Did shutting down the Office of Gun Violence Protection make your kids safer at school? Did what about the freeze on cancer research or halting the operations and external communications from federal agencies like the FDA and CDC? Did any protection from discrimination at work make your daughter's professional path easier? Did stopping the aid we were sending to Ukraine and Taiwan put more food on your table? Did raising prices on your prescriptions make it easier for you to manage your medical treatment? Does shutting FEMA down make you worry less because you live in a state that has hurricanes and wildfires? Do you sleep better at night knowing that ICE is raiding offices and schools? She points out eggs are now more expensive than they were a few weeks ago and in short supply because of the bird flu. And by the way, Trump has shut down the CDC and FDA's ability to even communicate to us about bird flu. MAGA people, is this making you feel safer? Or are you just happy that brown people are being pushed out of the country in record numbers and black people will no longer have any sort of benefits with regard to diversity, you know, with hiring and things like that? That it's just going to be, you know, basically all white people in charge again. It's the 1950s back again. And frankly, I think, you know, to speak to Joe, that, yeah, this
You're
is what they want.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
MAGA doesn't care how badly they're being ripped off as long as black people and brown people are suffering. That's all they care about, in my view. What say you? I'll pick up the call there.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's more focused on border issues than anything else as his administration carries out deportation operations across the nation.
Our people are doing it. Tom Homan and his staff are doing an incredible job getting the bad ones out.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us to expect an executive order from Trump regarding transgender people in the military.
What White House officials are telling us is that this order directs DOD to determine a policy regarding transgender service members. It is not an outright ban.
Wall Street tumbled on fears U.S. companies working on artificial intelligence are under threat from a competitor in China. CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin on a new product called DeepSeek.
DeepSeek is cheaper, and it's a more powerful challenger. And the biggest part of all this, it comes from our chief rival in the geopolitical arena, that, of course, being China.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee and the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs. So we know like teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out talking like it's okay. Like just weather that storm. Got to keep moving forward. And we did.
Hockey. The Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan in a two game series. The Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a few flurries in the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-teens, northwest winds, breezy. On Tuesday, we'll see better chances of snow. Any accumulation, though, will be nothing more than a dusting with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
We screen, it feeds the fire. Twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss. A calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on. Spinning stories dusk till dawn. The grievance machine. They say the danger's at your door. Immigrants, schools, and the poor. They shape your fears, take your trust, turn it to anger, feed their lust. They built the engine in the dark. Your safety, they claim, is on the line. But it's their power they enshrine. The grievance machine, it's always on. Spinning stories, dusk till dawn.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, did you see yesterday Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus, Europe's longest-serving dictator since 1994, was reelected, but he only got 86% of the vote.
Which
so
is...
making it look legit. It looked like he ran some palooka who had no chance of winning just to make the elections look legitimate. Any legitimate opponent who had a real chance of winning is either in prison or in exile.
Right, and some reporter asked him about that. I caught this clip on the BBC last night where, a reporter actually asked him, how is this, how can you claim a credible or a legitimate victory when all your opponents are either in jail or exiled? And his response was that his opponents made their choices. So...
Yeah, I think he made their choices for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, their choice was to, stand up to him. So how dare you, right?
Yeah, either, leave or wind up in prison. And another thing, Lukashenko has agreed to let Putin station some of his new Oreshnik, which in Russian is hazelnut, hypersonic missiles in Belarus, with, independently targetable warheads. And Putin will supply the missiles and Belarus will supply the transporters. So, that'll cut down on, he's used it a couple times against Ukraine, but that'll even cut down more on the distance the missile has to fly.
Right. Belarus is right across the northern border of Ukraine, which raises the question
Starts striking. That's where Putin launched his invasion in 2022.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, which raises the question, is Ukraine going to start attacking Belarus?
Yeah, that would be a significant escalation. Yeah, so far they haven't. I'm surprised, especially if they, they haven't moved those Oreshnik missiles to Belarus yet. But I think if they do, that would be a legitimate target.
Yeah. And then it becomes a regional war, not just a.
Exactly, right. Right next to Poland and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, and backing up against the Baltic states, too, as I recall.
Exactly, right.
If the map in my head is correct. Yeah, okay, George, thank you for
Yeah, keep up the good work. And since it's cold, I'm watching on Free Speech TV now. When it's warm, I enjoy you on Sirius.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, George. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
Thank you. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
The elimination of news coverage in our country and around the world. You cover it a lot, but I don't know. Do your readers realize that Meta has banned Canada's news organizations from their Facebook content because Canada had the nerve to ask Meta to pay the outlets for their, you know, their reporting?
Really?
It's the same situation. That law passed in 23, and Meta enforced it last fall. Yes. Canadians cannot see their news on their Facebook feed. And wow. A few years earlier, Australia had toyed with the idea of demanding that Meta pay the Australian paper, you know, newspapers and other outlets. And Meta threatened them, and they backed down.
Yeah, this is all because Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have enough money yet, right?
Absolutely. And while we're talking about this, Meta is now not going to renew its contracts, the current contracts for whatever they're worth with Australian outlets, and they have German and French outlets also being, I don't know, deplatformed for not what they're doing. They don't want to pay anybody or give anything. I don't know, share the ad revenue. Is that how they do it? You know, right. If they give them anything. But Canada, which is facing a national election, has no news on its social media.
Well, it has
and
no
it's
news
not even
from
here.
No, let's be clear about this, Susan. Canada has no news from reputable credible news sources. What they do have what they do have is a plethora of right-wing websites that purport to be news or pretend to be news. I mean, you've got pink slime newspapers in Canada, just like in the United States, run by right-wing billionaires who hate Trudeau.
Yes,
that will show up on Facebook.
And you want to hear something scarier? I was listening to On the Media, a show that NPR produces, mm-hmm. and a Pew Research Center has come out with a study last year about the elimination of information on the web. It gives statistics of just how much information is now gone from the web. For a golden era, the web was archiving or holding on to links and actual data. Mm. Well, as of 2023, 20% of all government websites that had existed in 2013, 10 years prior, are no longer there. It's worse for local government, apparently. And it's just like this, no matter what area you're looking in, news archive, any topic you might be looking for, it's just gone. I think the term they're using is digital decay.
Yeah, digital amnesia.
Digital amnesia, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm aware of these website services where you can archive what you're reading on your own into your own device, but I don't know. If that works, if the underlying information has just completely disappeared from the whole universe of the web, I don't know if it even works after a while. But I think people should be really aware that that's what's happening here. And definitely Mr. Zuckerberg has non-pink slime media in his crosshairs.
Yep. 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 There's elections coming. You know, and in the United States and Canada, and the right-wing billionaires really are not big fans of progressives or Democrats or people who just, you know, think that countries should work for the benefit of average working people rather than the billionaire class. Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, thank you. Roy in Valencia, California. Hey, Roy, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hey, Roy, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, yes. Hi, Tom. I find it coincidental that the Bergdahl story you told, I think my clandestine agent friend was part of that.
What story?
Because of him, for the Bo Bergdahl story you were reading about, his biography.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was one of the book reports.
So. Yeah. Yeah, he had to be, he was captured and then had to be extracted.
Sure.
And, but it's because of my friend that I'm listening to. He told me back in the late 90s that
Well, I remember mass media lies to you, sometimes telling you completely the opposite of the truth. And this is before Donald Trump came down the escalator and said some similar things. But
yeah.
So I was a Reagan hero. Reagan was my hero. Rush Limbaugh could say no wrong, wrong conservative Christian fellow at the time. And so I when he said that, when my son said that, I laughed. And then I thought, well, he's dead serious. And so I went on a trek to listen to everything, read everything. And I came across Radio Pacifica and the late Roy of Hollywood. And he introduced me to a guy named Tom Hartman and Amy Goodman.
Good on Roy.
And my life changed totally.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
And I'm putting that out there as to how maybe we can reach some of our conservative friends. And I really, as an educator, I feel that education is going to be a key. People will make the right choice if they're properly educated.
I agree, Roy. And one of the most important things that people can do if they really want to support, you know, however they're listening to this program, whether it's on a commercial station, whether it's on a Pacifica station, whether it's on Free Speech TV, whether it's on YouTube or any of the other social media platforms that we're on. We're also live on Substack. Is tell their friends about it. You know, pass it along. Get the newsletter from us, particularly this Tom.tv, which is all about this show, and share it with your friends. Roy, thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake
right. Lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape?
seasonal allergies.
Ah!
And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
The system make the status quo go, but behind the curtain, the stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red, a democracy hangs by a thread. Dictatorship, step by
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, real quick, since it's Holocaust Memorial Day, I just want to say that, you know, Hitler's speech on January 30th, 1939, that's when he prophesied the demise or the eradication of Jews in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as the Kroll Opera Theater speech. On January 30th, 2027, that will be the 88th anniversary.
Hmm.
And also Trump's name used in gematria does come out to 88. It's really weird. 88, you know, is Heil Hitler.
Yeah, I know.
But the other thing is, but my main point is, if you listen to Javad Zarif, his interview with Fareed Zakaria. He's the vice president of Iran. He's educated in America. He was educated in America. If you listen to his speech, it just proves why authoritarians, even if you're curious, like, you've lost your job, you've experienced all sorts of bad stuff under democracy, and, you know, you feel like you're in an authoritarian regime anyways because you do everything your boss says anyways. Even if you're curious about it, it's not going to work because Javad Zarif said he agrees with Trump about, wanting to bring peace in Gaza. And, you know, he's okay with moving 1 million Palestinians to Jordan and Egypt, all right? You know, displacing a small population to benefit a large one. Then he goes on to say that, because the question was, well, how do you know Trump's, you know, why does Trump have any incentive to work with Iran on anything? And, you know, he said that according to American measurements, Iran is just days away from a nuclear breakout. Now, I guess that's supposed to be some sort of veiled threat. But here's the thing. When I was at the Pentagon, one of the most popular sayings is, you know, if we could just bring the Shah back to Iran, it'll be like the West Germany of the Middle East. And Here's the deal. I don't think Trump, all right, he says that Trump is free from doing anything Israel says, right? Mm. But check this out. You know, a guy like Trump, Russia has nuclear weapons. All kinds of U.S. adversaries have nuclear weapons. You know, how do you know that he won't just eradicate the government of in Tehran?
Yeah.
I mean, how does Zarif
well,
know that?
You know, Shah is not coming back to Iran, it's going to be real interesting to watch how this plays out, Dave, because my sense of it is that the Iranian government is running on fumes, but I may be very wrong. I don't know.
No, you're not wrong. Look, Tom, even Sharif said, look, these are not our proxies. Hamas is not our proxy. We just give them money. Look. Right. Here's what they proved. They're not going to risk regime change. Okay. Look, if you want a simpler example, look at what Vladimir Putin said. Well, Donald Trump is a smart guy. I want to talk to him one-on-one. He cares about the American economy. That's like Tony Soprano saying, wow, you got a nice house there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
Right. Nice little pizzeria you got here, yeah.
Yeah, they're never going to get along. It's going to get to a point. To where, you know, if Kim Jong-un or Putin or one of these guys have been dictators for a while, if they make a Tony Soprano threat, it's not a bluff. You better listen to it.
I agree.
They know.
Dave, well said. Thank you very much for that. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
And, you know, this goes right to what I'm about to point out, goes right to what you were saying about social media. I got to give big thanks to Bishop Marianne Buddy for her sermon when right in front of Trump when Trump was at that church, the same church in which he had the audacity to do a photo op outside of, if you recall.
Oh, is that the same church?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
That is the same church, and she was the same bishop that said that he never came in and prayed with us. And this totally was upset at the fact that he used the church as a photo op with those fake police officers back in the
I didn't realize that.
Yep. So here she is giving a sermon and saying about having mercy on those who are so afraid because of his bullying tactics, talking about empathy, all right? And then he and J.D. Vance and the other MAGAs are scoffing at her. She's actually using scripture to teach them something, and what could have been an opportunity for them to learn an important lesson and perhaps moving a road towards redemption, they just scoffed at her, calling her public enemy, and then now there's ongoing threats against her and demanding her to apologize.
Yeah, now she's getting death threats.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She would not back down or apologize.
Yeah, aren't we all so much safer now that Trump has emptied out the prisons, right? I mean, Trump goes on TV and he goes, oh, yeah, they're emptying out the prisons in Mexico and sending them here. No, he's emptying out the prisons and sending them into our cities. Come on, let's be clear about this. Yeah, spot on, Michael. Thank you very much. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Borders are Homan says elementary schools could be targets. The inspectors general fired by Trump. I want to talk about that. And it's a death sentence. Our health insurance industry is killing us. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
at Kreitlow.
Tuesday, we'll get our regular check-in with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, who follows politics that impacts Wisconsin agriculture, and things are looking rough.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News has confirmed that the Trump administration is putting a hold on federal grants and loans. White House reporter Paulina Smolinski is following that for us.
Late Monday, the Trump administration issued a sweeping temporary pause on all federal finance assistance. This forces federal agencies to suspend payments to programs, except for Social Security and Medicare, until a review of each program is complete.
A company in China called DeepSeek says it's developed an artificial intelligence model that can compete with U.S. AI companies at a fraction of the cost. CBS's Margaret Brennan has more.
If the technology is lower cost, more people may use it. And President Trump's AI czar said we can't be complacent. We know the last administration tried to keep America's edge in this space by banning high-tech chips from being sold to China. So news that a Chinese firm claims